Money and the Galactic Federation. Hello, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are doing very well. I am Marie Swaru. Although I have dedicated several videos to the topic of how the Galactic Federation sees Earth, and I probably will continue to produce even more as the topic is gigantic, in a few words, the Federation views and sees Earth as a school and a playground not only for the people and the souls that have incarnated there, but also for the countless stellar races who visit Earth, or have something specific to do there. Studying the situation closely, we have come to find that even the infamous Prime Directive doesn't quite apply to Earth, or only when and if it is convenient for the interests of the Federation itself, keeping it as an excuse to limit the actions and the freedom of both human and non-human people whenever they see it as necessary. But the Federation itself will not follow the strict rules of the Prime Directive whenever it is convenient to them. The Federation views Earth as a contained realm, isolated both technologically and psychologically from the rest of the stellar races, that go on with their daily lives in great numbers right outside the planet, while its internal control mechanisms continue to provide a self-contained and self-corroborating realm in which its official reality and cosmology do not match the greater one outside. Where the population is led to believe that they are alone in the universe, that life is exclusive to Earth, where everything that has to do with extraterrestrials is ridiculed and slandered, leaving only a slight possibility of existing when the ones in power decide it is useful to them, and where all the data about extraterrestrials is given to the public, breadcrumb by breadcrumb, in a painstakingly slow manner. All this while right outside Earth, and in its immediate orbit, there are always at least 900 starships that are kilometer or larger, of countless star races parked and busy with all kinds of affairs and things that have to do with Earth and its population. The reason why Earth is kept in just about quarantine conditions is extremely complicated, and it is the subject of study by countless experts on and off the planet, and we will continue to explore this complicated subject for a long time to come. But in a few words, and as I said above, Earth is a place where people, souls, go to have an enriching experience full of strong emotions and a lot of learning of all kinds, especially using the strong contrast in general, that living on Earth gives the souls, because of its powerful extremes of all kinds, in life. The Galactic Federation claims not to hold the ultimate control of Earth and everything that happens in it, leaving that control to the souls incarnated there. Leaving the Federation as a monitoring and containing organization that will provide safety for the population and the souls incarnated in there, and that will guarantee that their wanted experience is respected. For the Galactic Federation, the ultimate controllers of Earth are the people, the souls inside it, being those that manifest the realm in both a personal and a collective way, and all the rules, concepts and characteristics of it as well, including the good and the bad. This is very hard to accept for the majority of the people who live on Earth, as all they can see is their lack and all that they want and do not have, and all the abuses and suffering third parties impose on them, making it nearly impossible to accept and to understand that it is they themselves who are the ones manifesting all the realm they live in, as well as creating all their world and life, with everything that is going on inside it. My point is that the Galactic Federation is not an evil organization, and whatever they are doing is for a good reason humans on Earth are mostly not prepared to understand. But before this, I know that what I just said sounds to you as an excuse and almost like a God works in mysterious ways, galactic variant. I must also say that the Federation is made up of people, of more people like you and I, and not by perfect light beings, angels, and ascended masters, as most New Age authors want you to believe. And as in any other complex and large organization made up of people, there are imperfect things, agendas, and shady matters going on in there all the time. Such is the case with money. Money has been used through the ages as the primary control mechanism on Earth, and it is so definitive as a characteristic of life there, that it almost defines the entire incarnation experience, at least for most. It is said on Earth that the economy almost has a life of its own, where financial movements and stock exchanges dictate the value of a currency and how it must be exchanged. And only a few people have noticed that everything is controlled by the ones in power on Earth, being that the economy and its fluctuations are completely controlled by those people, obviously always to their advantage. It has been said that those people, who are controlling everything that has to do with money on Earth are old families with powerful names, organizations such as the Federal Reserve, World Monetary Fund and so on. And obviously, they do control all the money on Earth. But the problem gets a lot worse because, above all those organizations, governments and people with powerful names, the ultimate controller of all the money on Earth is the Galactic Federation. It appoints and dictates its value and the amount each region on Earth can have or work with, as well as appointing all the funds of every large movement of it. The Galactic Federation must control all the money because of the simple fact that money is the main control mechanism over Earth. So whoever is monitoring and deciding the planet's fate and destiny must control money before anything else, even when its main goal is to provide a place where souls can have their desired experience. The next thing I'm going to say is very important. Earth is not only a place where the souls incarnated inside it are having an experience, or for them to have an experience and where each person is playing their role. Earth is also a place where extraterrestrial people, of all races, human-looking and not, also come to Earth, or near Earth to have another kind of experience, with another role, the one of a visiting extraterrestrial. So Earth is a playground for people and souls who have incarnated in there, and for other people and souls to visit from faraway planets, each person with its assigned and desired role to play. Some souls play to be humans on Earth, others play to be extraterrestrials on Earth, and others play to be extraterrestrials that have something to do with Earth. They are all levels of the same game that is Earth and its culture, because even though many do not like it to be so, Earth's culture has one hell lot of extraterrestrial presence and influence. Even though extraterrestrials mostly don't need money when in their societies and cultures, as I explained in my previous video, they do need it when operating, and when doing things on Earth, depending on what they are doing, of course. Until very recently, human-looking extraterrestrials operated on Earth using the money they could get in a free manner, hacking into the banks and monetary systems on Earth using their much more advanced computers. They used to have advanced gadgets, which looked like regular credit cards, but that granted them access to just about an unlimited amount of money from any ATM machine. But recently, and with the advance of human banking security, this is no longer possible. The Galactic Federation, or the United Federation of Planets, the same thing, is using money grants, assigning an amount of money to each stellar race that has stated that it needs it to conduct its operations on Earth and inside its society. Mostly human-looking stellar races ask the Federation for money, stating what they will use it for. And in a council they will decide if what they want is by their rules and regulations and will assign a grant to each race. With this, the Galactic Federation has full control over all the movements and operations of all those human-looking stellar races that are visiting Earth, and who walk among humans, passing off as more of them. Being able to cut off their funding whenever they want. This is quite a shock for many people, on Earth and off planet alike, but observing all this closely, it is not only logical, but needed by the Federation in order to maintain complete control over all that is occurring on Earth, and over the involvement of the stellar races who are mingling with humans in their culture. Not all stellar races who ask for a grant get one, and it is there where it can clearly be seen how the Galactic Federation is steering the kind of stellar people who are involved with humans, and therefore influence their society. In the case of the Tajitans, their grant is small, but at least they are still getting it, and it is considered to be money for operations. But in the case of Swaruunians, such as myself, we are not getting any grants at all, because even though we are legally another race for the Federation, they still consider us to be some kind of spin-off from the Tajetan civilization, with this, vastly limiting our actions and capacity of movement. Another very important point to understand here is that although this Federation funding applies to many human-looking Federation races, the Federation itself allows countless other races, human-looking and not, to operate all kinds of shady operations on Earth in an almost free manner. But we must also notice that the group of extraterrestrials that are acting on Earth, and on its population are not trying to follow any human social rules, such as the ones that would involve the use of money, as they only go down to Earth and do whatever they need to do with their own resources that do not involve legally purchasing anything. Among those races, we can find all the ones involved in abductions, such as the small Zeta Greys and the tall ones as well, the ones involved in cattle mutilations and in all the immense variety of shady incidents involving extraterrestrials one way or another. All of these also serve to maintain the idea of Earth being visited by a hostile series of extraterrestrials or aliens that do not have any monitoring or regulating organization behind them, such as the United Federation of Planets. All this also helps to feed the official version of everything that has to do with visiting extraterrestrials, the one the governmentally appointed, and official New Age groups and organizations are pushing all the time, and which involves the idea of a very benevolent galactic federation of love and light, that is always about to liberate Earth from its evil oppressors. Always about to liberate Earth, yet they never do. Because it is all a false narrative to control the group of people who know about the existence of extraterrestrials of all kinds and their heavy involvement with Earth at all levels. Earth is meant to be the way it is, and even though all this stinks, and can make people feel even more helpless, the underlying truth is that the population of Earth at large, individually and collectively, are the ones who are truly steering the destiny and the course of civilization on Earth. Each soul out there holds immense manifestation power, and in the end, the whole purpose of its existence on Earth is to learn to control that manifestation power, to learn from strong contrasts and the experience it provides, all as their ultimate test as powerful holographic fragments of Source. You have always been, and you will always be, the master of your reality and of your destiny. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. Take care and be strong, my friends. With much love. Marie Swaruu.